May the peace and endurance of Jesus be with us all. The Lord began speaking to me about the days past, and I had questions about why new issues come up just on the heels of resolving and healing other issues. It can be discouraging at times. I almost feel like a duck in a shooting gallery. But giving up is not an option, ever. My time with him began. Lord, you know my struggles with faith and the many things that pop up out of nowhere. No sooner do we get one issue resolved than something else takes its place. Please help me. I know what you're thinking, he said. I can hear you ruminating. I also hear the enemy whispering and insinuating. There are many who wish much evil and death on you both, but they will go unsatisfied. In fact, I am arranging trials for them that will take their attention off of you. But you know, Claire, there are always more haters and naysayers. I appreciate your prayers for them. Truly, they are dark souls in need of me. I want to give them my love, but they reject it, turn away and prefer anger, bitterness, and all things dark. This is where they get their high, from the devils, satanic worship, and the pains inflicted on others. They are distorted, twisted souls, Claire. My heart aches for them. If only they knew you, Jesus. They know enough about me to know they don't want me. But how could they not want you as their friend? It's complicated and has its source in woundings, mixed with lies, blaming me over and over again. So much has been heaped on the original incidents and buried that they don't even know what will make them happy. You were correct in saying there's no such thing as a happy Satanist. Even if they think they are happy now, they will find out it was all an illusion and that Satan hates their guts just like they hated everyone else. It is a truth that the character of the leader filters down all the way to the littlest member. This alone should tell them. Satan is all about hatred, and they are being used. When they're no longer useful, then they will discover how this archdemon really regards them. What happened when John Ramirez asked Satan for a time of rest because he was tired? He was blinded for an entire year. That tells you how Satan really feels about his puppets. Lord, that pains me deeply. What a horrible deception. It is just, Claire. They know better in the beginning. They know not to hurt others, but they ignore what is being told to them through their conscience. Over and over and over again, they do these things to hurt others until there is no consciousness of right or wrong, just what feels good. And hurting others feels good, really good. There's no reasoning with them. This is not a function of thought. It goes much deeper. It is deep, deep hurt and rejection gone into retaliation against all humankind. Hatred, sheer, pure, unadulterated hatred, until Satan takes over the soul and they live only to satisfy his cravings for inflicting pain and death. I hate talking about this, Jesus concluded. Me too. Can we please change the subject? I really want to understand more about healing and faith. I wake up with attacks against the faith, lies that healing doesn't work, even though I've seen it work. Jesus replied, I know, beloved, I know. You have to work with me. You have to declare it and believe it for it to take root. This is not an endeavor for just me. I must have your full cooperation. I want you to believe what the Spirit tells you I am doing in your body. I want you to reaffirm it every day, because every day you are under attack. I have sent your body to heal certain maladies that you are aware of. Not all, but particular ones. Truly, I have. Now you must set your mind to believe in that healing process and denounce any contrary suggestions. Healing is a very complex and delicate subject, but for the soul who has complete faith, too rare even to mention, healing can be accomplished more easily when it is my will. For the rest of souls who are struggling with faith, it is a battle and can make you weary. But you just have to confess, this particular problem in my body has been set to heal, and I will see it accomplished. Then you mustn't give in to unbelief or doubting. Doubts will come, sometimes like a flood from the enemy. But you, my dear daughter, must reject them the very moment they enter your mind. Do not allow them to stick there. Refute them and rebuke the demons. For the other sufferings which I have allowed for the sake of mercy on the world and mankind, I will give you the grace to continue moving forward in spite of them. Everything I do with you, Claire, has its source in love. There are so many things that you could be suffering, and I have protected you from. And these things are but a small token of your love for me, offering them up for the lost souls, and especially the workers of iniquity. I deeply appreciate your prayers for the workers of iniquity. You will indeed see fruit from these prayers. I bless you now, my daughter. I bless you all. Understand that faith works hand in hand with my grace, and you are the anchor to continue the work of healing. We do this together.